unlimited transfers. What?
Four Downs brought to you by Dynasty Spas, the most comfortable spas made in the United States of America, right here in East Tennessee. Drop in for the all-new showroom in Athens. Dynasty Spas, perfect for all four seasons. Four Downs, presented by Off the Hook Sports.
Let's get in the hot tub right now as Cooper.
Mace here. Hit like and subscribe.
Well, hit like and subscribe. Be sure and do that.
Coop here. First down.
First down in the hot tub brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. And that is this. What's the latest, John, on some talk of unlimited transfers within a college career? I don't understand how this can possibly be something that can be worked out, but we discussed this yesterday. That's a real possibility.
Yeah, the NCAA counts next week, Tuesday and Wednesday. And one of the items that was reported on three they're going to discuss is just unlimited transfers. You can transfer as many times as you want. Now, you can't transfer in the middle of a season. You can't transfer in the middle of a game. I'm sure some players would like to transfer in the middle of a game. You can't do that. But yeah, and I think it'll come to pass because I think this is where court cases are going. That they're not going to say you can't transfer but one time. Courts will not back that up. The NCAA always loses those battles in court now. So I think that's going to happen, and we can look for that next week. So it seems almost like there's unlimited transfers anyway. You say, well, you can only transfer once. I mean, the guy playing, I think it was at UConn or Alabama, maybe Alabama. One of the players, I think, has been at four different schools.
I want to throw this out there to both of you. Caleb, I'm going to start with you.
Cooper Mays here, second down.
As far as unlimited transfers, and you keep up with politics a lot, it may not be best for the sport, may not be best for coaches or players, but legally, what could you stop about this? Because if I'm a plumber or an electrician or a welder, I can go from job to job to job every 6 months. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure what John said that you can't transfer during the season. I'm not sure that's even legal, but we'll see. You have to hold on to some vestige of what the sport used to be. But I don't see any way to get around this legally for the NCAA.
No. And anybody mad about this can't be mad at the NCAA. They can't be mad at anybody but a man named John Sherman and a president named Benjamin Harrison, who signed the Sherman Antitrust Act into law in 1890.
I was actually going to go further back with Thomas Jefferson.
No, it's not Jefferson's fault. This wasn't around.
Pursuit of happiness.
Yes, but that's not in the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you can, and there's no law that says pursuit of happiness is allowed. No, it's the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 basically says, yeah, no, if a business has a monopoly, they can't limit the employees or their workers or their labor. They can't limit their ability to maximize revenue for themselves. And if you have any limitations on transfers, you're kind of limiting that. So until you let the NCAA players collectively bargain, or unless, which is, this is what Tommy Tuberville basically wants to do with his NIL law, you allow Congress to pass a basically antitrust exemption for the NCAA, which I don't think, then you go to the 14th Amendment, because that would just be totally unequal treatment of certain workers. There's really no way around this. And quite honestly, guys, I don't really have a problem with it. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we've already basically had unlimited transfers anyway. And I think I think in a certain way, it's actually created a renaissance of more parity in the sport than there was before. So I kind of like this.
Well, a lot of people don't know, but Danny White was the backup center for Idaho last year. But I mean, transfers, the proliferation of them have just gone through the roof. What down you got here,
Coop? Tennessee center Cooper Mays here, third down.
You're smiling, John. You know you are. All right, John, if you had the ability, to be the czar of transfers, how would you do it? I think I've heard you say this before. You would allow two transfers. One has to be a grad transfer. Is that right?
No, but see, that's what we have right now. But the thing is, when you look at the court, I mean, Caleb spelled it out. You won't win this in court. So it's really a moot point. What I would like is Czar, well, because the courts aren't going to uphold.
So a guy could say on a Monday, I don't feel real good about this. My name's Juwan Jennings. I'm going to transfer to Vanderbilt and help them flip the Vols on a Monday of game week.
He didn't say he was going to transfer to Vanderbilt. He cussed out the coaches for not letting him play versus Vanderbilt.
I know, but I'm saying if he was that mad, he could have left that day. Just any player.
No, I just think, yeah, you just kind of got to roll with it. I don't think you're going to – I think there is the possibility, though. I mean, what if somebody – think about this. You enroll at a school in basketball, play first half of the season, a new semester starts the following January, and you say, man, this team, I'm carrying this team. This team's not even going to make the NCAA tournament. You get a better NIL deal at Kentucky or Kansas or wherever and say, see you guys. It's been great, and I appreciate everything you did for me, but I'm moving on for the second half of the season. I mean, can you legally prevent his doing that? I don't think you can.
Mid-season? Okay.
Mid-season, yeah.
I like this. It's four downs. It's brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. Coop.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. Fourth down.
All right. Should you be able to transfer mid-season? Dynasty Pools and Spas. Here, you know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lift, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, $500 off. If you mention Off the Hook Sports, Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com. All right, guys. Should you be able to transfer during the middle of the season? Basketball seems to make a lot more sense, like John said, because there's kind of a natural pause around Christmas. But football, you would have an off week, theoretically. Is there any way the law can prevent you to do otherwise?
Well, here's where schools have some control. It's the academic eligibility. I mean, we've almost completely forgotten about academics, and student athletes has become an outdated term. But how could you transfer in the middle of a football season when you're in the middle of a semester and enroll in another school and be academically eligible? You couldn't just start taking courses in the middle of the semester. That wouldn't work. That's why I use basketball as an example, because you'd have the semester break.
May I offer one thing on football? And you're 99.9% correct. There are still a few that are on the quarterly system. I know, because my son goes to a school like that. And you would have to find two schools that were both on the quarterly system. But theoretically, I think you could transfer in the middle of what you and I view as a fall semester, because they're on quarters.
Where was your son playing ball, Day?
Well, he wasn't playing ball, but he was at UMass. Oh, okay. And they're just on a quarter system. I'm just saying that if you're on a quarter system, could they circumvent the semester issue which you brought up?
I guess they could.
Oh, and also with the expanded playoff, the second semester, I mean, the playoff will be going into the second semester anyway for many colleges. So theoretically, they could transfer to a playoff team. Like a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback whose team didn't make the playoff, and then there's a team in the playoff that just need, that is just weak on quarterback, and then they give him a call and say, "Hey, you know, want to go come play quarterback for us during this playoff run?"
I think it would work better with a running back.
That's not the most insane thing I've heard, because you have that now with the trade deadlines in both the NBA and both the. And you have that as well in Major League Baseball. And now you've seen the NFL move it back. I mean, Caleb was having a little bit of fun there, but if it's creating more pub in the middle of the season, I wouldn't rule it out. Would you guys?
Anything's possible in today's world, I think.
And the trade deadline is at least different because there is a deadline and the team has to trade you to another team and the other team has to give something up. We're talking about a player could literally finish a semester, win the Heisman, be an All-American, something like that, and then just transfer to a school that is weak at his position and that's in the playoff and go help them win a title.